Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, I was going through my account history and I discovered a charge to your company that I did not authorize.
Okay. Let me see here. Just a moment while I pull the account up here.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me just a few more moments. I do apologize.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I located the account here. Please verify the email.
ShaynerSR@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And please verify the street address.
705 Ruidoso Drive.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. I see that you have the KitchenAid and the and the HeroBod.
And what?
Weight loss app.
No, I did not order that.
And this will be
none
for the KitchenAid whenever the customer answers a survey or seeks sex either through Amazon or through Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize or a social media ad or through a text message the customer enters into the entry fee. And whenever the customer submits for the entry fee, which is for the shipping, is for the shipping charge of the $7.95.
No, I did not authorize that.
Okay, ma'am, well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges are result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
And the order was for the KitchenAid mixer?
Yes, ma'am. We started out for the shipping and handling charge, the $7.95. Then once the customer submits for that, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership, and we send our customers a voucher of $125 of value for the customer to use on our gadget website.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Okay, working on that now for you. Okay, and the account is canceled out, so you won't be charged anything else further.
Okay.
I'll get the confirmation number here for you in just a moment.
All right. Now, I keep getting a bunch of emails saying that I've been approved for things, but I've been deleting them. I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, with ours, it's randomly flooded through IP address. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just doing the last bit of the refunds here.
Okay.
and the refunds are going back onto the card.
Okay.
Ending in 7513, the expiration
Correct.
Of August of 2023. And that
Correct.
Should go back into
yes.
the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And the account is canceled out, so you won't be billed anything else further. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Oh, and one more thing. Let me get that confirmation number if that wasn't given to you prior.
It was not. Okay.
Get back to it. It would be CSN Charlie 26115274.
Okay, and it's CSN Charlie 26115274.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too. Bye bye.
Yes, ma'am, bye bye.